In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Father Celso, and we're continuing with the three appeals. This is Luisa's appeal. And we continue with Luisa saying, therefore, she says, therefore, I pray you, Lord, I pray to you, Lord Jesus, that you, Jesus, write all the knowledges, all the truths, all the promises in the book of heaven. She says, you have to do this, Lord. I can't do this. This is your book. You have to do this. She says that you, Jesus, have manifested to me about the most holy divine will. So this book is about Jesus Christ. This book points to us the new life of Jesus and the new life of Mary. The new Adam and the new Eve, this life of Jesus and Mary is all in the book of heaven. And as we read it, as we study this, as we put this into practice, we begin to live this. You can be confident that this is not Luisa's interpretation of what Jesus said. In all the writings and all the books of all the saints, it was their interpretation of what Jesus wanted, to the best that they could do it. This is Jesus writing with Luisa's hand. This is Jesus putting into the mind of Christ, his thinking into the mind of Luisa. So this is what she says. May every word, every saying, every effect, every knowledge of the divine will, that those who read this become darts and arrows. Where? Into our heart, our mind, our soul. To what? To wound them. To make us fall in love with Jesus. And falling at his feet, we will receive you, Jesus, with open arms. Then to make you reign in our hearts as King, as Lord, as Savior, as Master. This prayer of Luisa is what we have to understand is going to happen to us. Every word, every saying, every effect, every knowledge is from Jesus. And it's like darts and arrows to our heart, our mind, our soul. And we fall at the feet of Jesus, saying to him, you are my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. My heart is your throne. I want you to gaze in my gazing. I want you to hear in my hearing. I want you to speak in my speaking. I want you to pray in my praying. I want you, Lord Jesus, to be everything for me. I don't want to be a moment without you. This is what the divine will is. It's Jesus reigning in us to the point that Jesus is alive in us. And you can't be sad. It's impossible to be sad knowing that you're one with Jesus. Now, again, nobody possesses this fully yet. There will be, Jesus talks to Luisa, there will be that great day which is coming soon where everyone will receive the fullness. It's not here yet. So Jesus is saying to us, get ready for this new day. Get ready for the new heavens, the new earth. Get ready for the new Jerusalem. We are at that point where Our Lady of Revelation, when she said to Bruno, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the reign of Lucifer. The 100 years that Pope Leo XIII heard about in 1884 on October 13th, that 100 years of the devil reigning, the devil trying to destroy the earth, has come to an end. Now the kingdom is coming. Now the divine will is going to reign. So this is what Luisa says. To the so many prodigies, the so many prodigies of your holy divine will, work this one as well. That as the people that are reading this book begin to know you, Jesus, they will not make you pass by. No. But they may open the doors of their hearts, their minds, their souls to you, to receive you, Jesus, to make you, Jesus, reign. And then she says this, she uses her title. I, the little newborn of your holy divine will, ask this of you. Jesus is answering Luisa's prayer. As we read, as we study, what's happening? What God is showing us how to open up our heart, our mind, our soul to the Lord. Our Lord is showing us how to receive God, to make him reign as Lord of our life. This is not just a personal wanting of Jesus, but it's an intimate relationship with Jesus. You're going to experience this. Your life, you are going to want to go to Holy Mass. You're going to long to see Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. You're going to desire to spend hours in front of the Blessed Sacrament, adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and worshiping him. This is, your whole life is going to change. So this is what she says. If you wanted the sacrifice for me, and with so much insistence of manifesting these divine secrets that you, Jesus, have communicated to Luisa on your volition, Luisa says, I want another from you. So here you see this bantering, this play between Jesus and Luisa. She says that as the divine will is known, as we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, that it work a divine prodigy, that it take its place of triumph, this is where the divine will is going to do, and reign in the hearts of those souls who read this, who study this, who put this into practice. That means to know the divine will. So what happens? The prodigy, this great prodigy, Luisa says, of the divine secrets, this great prodigy that's going to happen as we read and study and put into practice these truths, is just the beginning. It's just the beginning. God is going to participate one with us. We are going to participate one with God. So this is what he says. She says, she says, this prodigy that takes place, the triumph and reign in the hearts that know this, this alone do I ask, oh my Jesus. What is she saying here? She's saying as she fell in love with Jesus, as she began to be one with Jesus, she's saying, I want everyone who reads also to receive what I have received, to participate in this. This alone do I ask of you, oh my Jesus. I, Luisa, ask you nothing else. I, Luisa, want nothing but the requital of my sacrifice. What is it? As she writes this intimacy with Jesus. As I write this intimacy between you and me, Jesus, that they also experience it. Those who read the book of heaven will also experience this. That's what she's writing. That's what's happening to us who are reading, studying, and putting this into practice. Those who are beginning to know the divine will, it's already begun. Little by little, step by step. So she says, the sacrifice is this, that your volition be known, that your holy divine will reign, that your holy divine will be known and reign with its full dominion. What does that mean? To go back to where Adam was before the fall. Image and likeness. Image and likeness. You know, and then now you see the intimacy. You know my love. She's talking to Jesus. How great has been my sacrifices. You know my interior struggles. You know how I felt like feeling myself die because but for your love and to obey your representative, your priest on earth, I have submitted myself to sacrifices, to struggles, and to dying. Therefore, I, Louisa, this shows her braveness. I want this prodigy to be great. I want it to be a divine prodigy. That as the souls come to know your sayings, these truths, these manifestations, these promises on your most holy divine will, may souls be enraptured. May souls be enchained. May souls be attracted more than by a powerful magnet, that they may make that divine will reign, which you, Lord, so much love, to want it to reign on earth as it is in heaven. This is the fulfillment of the Our Father. This is what's happening today. The Our Father is being fulfilled. Don't worry about what you see on the outside. Don't worry about what's happening. Jesus is coming. The kingdom is being established on earth as it is in heaven. In every soul where Jesus is king, Jesus is establishing his kingdom. And then he says this. Now here she says, my love. Now listen to this. And if you please, my life, Jesus, my life, before these writings come to the light of day, before anybody reads them, go through the hands of all your brothers and sisters and mine. Bring your little newborn of your most holy divine will back to the celestial fatherland. She says very clearly, take me to heaven. Do not give me this pain, that I, Louisa, should be spectator, that our secrets, our intimacies become known by other souls. She's very humble. She's very humble. Very little. If you have given me the first pain, spare me the second. The first pain was having to write this so that her spiritual director, her priest, would read it first. The second pain is that now this is given to all the world. Spare me that second pain, that nobody else knows this. Do you see the humility of Louisa? Do you see how beautiful a soul she is? But she says now, this is very important, but not my human will, but your holy divine will always be done on earth as it is in heaven. She's showing us this great blessing that God has given to her, and now she teaches us. So I'll end there with a prayer, or the blessing of the relic of the true cross. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, that everyone become divinely healed. And we ask that this prayer becomes God's command, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.